Dus gaat zo zeggen, als je hebt gezegd, zwakker, we hebben gezegd, zwakker, daf, grof. Rav Dimi said in the name of Yochanan that Ilfa asked, according to the view that passing of the night does not require a new washing of the hands and feet by the Kohen, does the water in the kir itself become possible if left overnight? Do we say that since the washing done by these waters does not become possible with the passing of the night, so the water in the kir will likewise not become possible? Or do we say that since the water in the kir is a klishar, so maybe it does become possible? Rav in the name of Yemi, in the name of Rami, in the name of Yochanan said, Ilfa later said that the same achleikis that exists regarding the effect of the passing of the night for washing the hands and the feet exists for the effects of the passing of the night for the water in the kir. Ravin said, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna said to Rav Yemiya, I have heard that Rav Asi in the name of Rav Yechon, in the name of Ilfa said that if the kir is not submerged into water overnight, it's not used for washing the hands and the feet the next day. And we asked whether that's because washing is not needed in the morning or because it's needed but the water in the kir maybe becomes possible. Rav Yitzchak continued, Rav Asi couldn't answer the question for us, but according to what you have said, we have a clear answer. For that, maybe we can answer from a Mishnah which says that Ben Cotton made a pulley to lower the kir so that the water not become possible from passing through the night. Now, presumably, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, who says that passing of the night does not nullify the washing of the hands and the feet when that was done. And we see that even according to him, the water in the kir would become possible overnight. And after tomorrow, no, maybe that the Mishnah only follows Rebbe, who says that passing of the night even nullifies the washing that was done. In fact, the earlier part of the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol would then go to his ox, which was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, with its head facing south and its face to the west. The Kohen would stand to the east of the ox, facing west, and he would lean both of his hands on the ox and would say vidu for his own affairs and those of his household. Now we learn from a brisa that the view that holds out the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is considered to be tzafen, which had to be done, is the view of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, meaning at the beginning of the Mishnah, and therefore this later part of the Mishnah also follows the view of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon. As far as I know, it's not a proof. The brisa says that Rebbe has an even more expansive definition of tzafen than does Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon. Therefore, maybe the Mishnah is following the view of Rebbe and not of Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says the reason we felt that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar is because if it follows Rebbe, it should have said that this process is done even further away, where the Kahanim and the Yisraelim walk, which is the furthest area of Rebbe's expansive definition. The fact that it didn't, it shows that it must be the view of Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, no, even Rabbi Elazar's definition of tzafen includes an area farther away than between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. If the Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar, why didn't the Mishnah give that area? You're going to answer, it's because they did the process closer to the Beis HaMikdash so as to prevent the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur from having to walk more than he otherwise has to. He's fasting, it's difficult. Using this same logic, we can say that the Mishnah follows Rebbe, and the reason we did the process closer to the Beis HaMikdash again was to prevent the Kohen Gadol from becoming tired out. Rabbi Yochanan said, if a Kohen washes hands and feet for the Trumas Hadeshem, which was done before any Avodah began early in the morning, he does not have to rewash them after daybreak because his washing was done at the beginning of that day's Avodah. For Akhtimar, whose view does this follow? It can't follow Rebbe because he says that passing of the night nullifies the washing and therefore a new washing would be needed at dawn. It can't be Rabbi Elazar because he says that if the Kohen continuously does the Avodah, a new washing is not needed even over a span of 10 days. Based on this, the reason is not that like Rabbi Yochanan said because his washing was done at the beginning of the day's Avodah. And for tomorrow, Abaye said he follows the view of Rebbe. In his view, that passing of the night nullifies the washing is only the Rabbanon, and he holds that the small time between the Kriyas HaGever, when the rooster crows, when the Trumas HaDeshem was done, and the dawn would not require washing. Another teretz, Rava said he follows Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Yochanan only holds that Rabbi Elazar in regard to the beginning of the day's Avodah, not in regard to the washing that was done at the end of the day's Avodah. In fact, tomorrow, Mishnah says, when the Kahanim saw the Kohen who did the Trumas HaDeshem coming down the ramp from the Mizbeach, they would run and wash their hands and feet from the kir to prepare for the Avodah. Presumably, these are the Kahanim who were busy doing Avodah the entire night. Now, according to Abaya, we can say that the Mishnah follows Rebbe, and that's why these Kahanim now need a new washing, and since the rooster had already crowed, they can now wash for the coming day. However, according to Rava, who said that Rabbi Yechon's halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, who's the Tana of this Mishnah, it can't be Rebbe because he would say that another washing would be needed at dawn, so there'd be no reason to wash then. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no reason to wash because the previous washing of the day before it suffices. And somewhere, maybe the follows Rabbi Elazar, and the Mishnah is referring to new Kahanim who are not doing the Avodah the night before. That's why they must now wash their hands and feet. Fragment is leaving the Azar and nullify the washing of the Kohen, even if you say that passing of the night doesn't nullify it, maybe because he didn't leave the Azar and therefore he didn't have Hesach Hadas. When he leaves, maybe he has Hesach Hadas and therefore he has to wash again. Or maybe we say that since it's in his hands to return, it's up to him, he does not have Hesach Hadas. And the Gemara Brisa says if a Kohen washed his hands and feet and his hands then became Tamei, he's Tovel his hands and does not need to rewash them. If his hands or feet left the Azara, they remain in their state of Kedusha. Now we see from the Brisa that leaving the Azara does not necessitate another washing of the hands and feet. The Gemara said that's not a proof. there's no question that when only the hands and feet leave the Azara, it's not an issue. The question is where his entire body left the Azara. Fyakmar Bryce says the Kohen who did not yet wash his hands and feet must do so with the Kli Sharis in the Azara. If he did so with the Kli Sharis outside the Azara, or with a regular Keli in the Azara, or if he was toivel in a water in a ditch, and he then did the Avoid, the Avoid is possible. Now we can infer that the reason it's possible is because he did the washing outside the Azara. However, had he washed inside the Azara and then left, the Avoidah he then did would be kosher. And it's more maybe that the case of the Braisa was washing outside the Azara is discussing where the Kohen was in the Azara but stuck his hands and feet outside the Azara. However, this doesn't answer the question of where his whole body left the Azara. Fekmar of Zvit said to Rapapa, Braisa says, if a Kohen went beyond the Azara walls, we make a determination. If he went out to spend time over there, he has to be toivel when he returns. If he went for a short time, he does not. Then he only has to wash his hands and feet. We see that leaving the Azara requires another washing. Rapapa said, the Braisa is talking about where he left to use the bathroom. Fekmar, the Braisa specifically deals with he's leaving to the bathroom separately. So that can't be what it's talking about over here. Mar says the Braisa teaches a rule and then explains it. Shekmar, with regard to Parat Duma, Rechiva Yosef says that the Kohen washes his hands and feet with the Kli Sharis inside the Azara and then leaves to do the Avoda. Rabbi Yochanan said he may even do the washing outside the Azara, may even use a Keli other than a Kli Sharis, even with a simple earthenware cup used for drinking. We see, according to Rechiva Yosef, that leaving does not fully nullify the washing. Rav Papa said the case of Parat Duma is different because the entire procedure is done outside the Azara, and that's why leaving does not nullify the washing. In fact, if so, why is washing with Kli Sharis necessary at all? I think we try to treat it as much as possible like an Avodah done in the Azara to as much as we can. If a Kohen washes his hands and feet and then became Tomei, does he have to wash again or not? Even if you say that when he leaves the Azara, he doesn't have to wash his hand. When he comes back, that's because the Kohen remains kosher to do the Avodah the entire time. Therefore, he doesn't have Hesach Hadas. But when he becomes Tomei, he's unfit to do the Avodah and therefore maybe he has Hesach Hadas. Or maybe, since he knows that he will soon become Tar, he doesn't have Hesach Hadas. And if the Raisa said, if a Kohen washes his hands and feet and then became Tomei, he's Toivel his hands and does not need to rewash them. We see that he need not rewash his hands after becoming Tomei. The Mara says the question was when his entire body became Tomei, not when only his hands became Tomei. In fact, the Mara, when his whole body became Tomei, since he has to wait until sunset, surely he has Hesach Hadas. Mara says, the question would be in a case where he became Tomei right before Shkia. So therefore, maybe it's just a short time, maybe it will not be Hesach Hadas. Check Mara, with regard to the Parah Adumah, Rechiva Yosef said that the Kohen washes his hands and feet with the Kli Sharis inside the Azar and then leaves to do the Avodah. Rabbi Yochanan said he may even do the washing outside the Azar and may even use a Keli other than the Kli Sharis, even with a simple earthenware cup used for drinking. Now, the Kohen who did the Avodah of the Parah Adumah was purposely made Tomei. He would then go to the mikveh and do the Avodah before sunset as it's full yom. This was done because Zedukim would say that full yom is not valid to do the Avodah of the Parah Adumah. We purposely make him Tfil Yoyim to show that we don't hold like them. We see that although he became Tomei, his initial washing remains effective, and for the Gemara, this is not a proof. The case of Parah Adumah is different, as we see that even a Tfil Yoyim is kosher to do the Avodah. For the Gemara, if so, then why is the washing necessary at all? And for the Gemara, we try to have it treated as an Avodah done inside the Azara as much as possible.